Hey y'all, you're welcome to another episode, actually season two of Grow with Matilda. I am so happy to be here after how many months. I think last time I recorded was in September, and there's been so many messages. Matilda, when are you going to record? When is next podcast coming out? Trust me, there's been so many things going on, and I never forgot about this. I've just been trying to ensure that I give out the best content. On today's episode, I have an amazing friend, sister. Her name is Ruth Adeyemi. She's a blogger, she's a pharmacist, she's a child of God. So yeah, Ruth, hi.
Hello, it's so good to be here after a long time of trying to be here. And thank you for the introduction. Well, I'm a student pharmacist. I'm not a pharmacist yet, so we're almost there, but thank you for the introduction.
You're welcome. So without further ado, we're just going to go straight into what we have today. I've been cooking this for a while. Actually, see, the truth is so we're just going to be talking about God, about living the Christian life, about how difficult it's been, about how it has been. So basically, we're going to be talking about all that is entailed in a personal walk with God, a personal relationship with God. And I'm going to start. Okay, I need to mute certain things. Okay, I'm going to start by letting us know that it is about progression and not perfection. No one expects perfection from us. God does not expect perfection from us. He just needs us to, one day at a time, walk towards, living right. So I saw something this morning, and thank you, Lisby, for reminding me of that, where someone said something about, oh, when I become a Christian, am I expected to stop smoking? And then the pastor was like, oh, no, you don't. And I was like, then what's the point? If I used to, steal, blah, 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 am I expected to stop stealing before I become a Christian? And the pastor was like, no, no one is asking you to do that. And then he said, when you go take a shower, when you want to take a shower, do you first get cleaned up before you enter into the bathroom? And he was like, no. And I said, so exactly. So you enter into the bathroom with your dirty body first, right? And then when you get into the shower, it does the clean up. Like, you do all of the cleanup, the sponge, soap, and your hands do the work, into ensuring that you're clean. So the same applies to Christianity. No one is asking us to first get cleaned up before we accept Christ. Actually, we are supposed to let Christ do the work in us, right? So Christ plus us do the work together. So Ruth, I don't know how it's been like for you walking the Christian walk. Just what's it been like for you generally?
Honestly, the past few years, it's been a peaceful moment with God and just daily walking closer and just wanting to know God more. And I love that you mentioned that, because God doesn't want us to come perfect to Him, right? When His love for us just breaks us to our knees and we come to Him with our imperfections. And I remember a few years before I got saved and it took over my life, I was always trying my best to make Him like me. I was trying to do things right. I was trying to tick all the boxes, and like following all the commandments that we have in the Bible and every instruction that He has given us. And it was hard because I was using my power to try to be the person that He wants me to be. And it was hard because at that point I kept falling, I kept going back to the things that I didn't want to go back to, I didn't want to do. And I was wondering why it was like that. It would hurt my spirit so much because I genuinely was trying so that I could become this child of God, just like everyone else that I was seeing, and they were my role models. But then the past few years, specifically since 2021, I've realized that it is God that helps me to live his life. And I always tell people now, I said, it is Christ that lives his life through you. So you have no, there's no duty for you to do per se, aside from surrendering to God 100%. And when you surrender to God 100%, he lives his life through you. And that is my testimony, you know, from December 2021, just surrendering everything to God. And it felt like magic, honestly, because I was this person before. And just within split seconds, God turned my life around. And I'm living, you know, in Christ, with him doing the work, with him living his life through me. There are times that I do certain things, and maybe months later or weeks later, I'm reading the Bible and I'm like, oh, so this is actually in the Bible. Wow. And I did that a few weeks ago, you know. And that goes to the fact that when you're in Christ and when you fully surrender to him, you know, withholding nothing, it starts to live its life through you. And that's when it becomes easier. That's when Christianity and having a relationship with God, that's when it becomes smooth and sweet. And at that point, this is not to say that since 2021 December, I haven't made mistakes, right? This is not to say, but I can count. So there are times that just, you know, I slipped a little. And then those times, oh my gosh, it's as if the world wants to crumble, because I do not want to stay in those moments, because I now understand what it means to be with God and to live with God and to spend time with God. So to not even be with him a day, to me, is a burden. You know, the last month, just life got so busy, and I started having several challenges in my life, in family, in business, and it was a lot, you know. And when I say I'm sleeping, what I mean is not studying my Bible as I would, because to me, that gives me peace. That makes my soul glad, you know. So when I'm not spending time in God's word, to me, that's a sin. You know what I mean? So just that last month was so hard for me. I wasn't spending time with God. I wasn't praying as I should, because God has given me the responsibility to pray for certain people. So it became, I felt so burdened, and I was so sad. It was easy for me to get sad, so easy, because I wasn't connected to my Father. And realizing that and just trusting God to redirect my steps back to him. And that's the beauty of being in a relationship with God. Now, at this point, it's not that someone wants me to read my Bible, so that's why I'm reading it. Or someone needs me to pray, that's why I'm praying. I know what I'm missing if I don't do those things. I know the assurance and the direction and the guidance and the love, the safety that I feel in Christ. And as such, it spurs me to always want to be in his presence and to not even want to do anything wrong, because he's living his life through me, you know. And at this point, I'm not struggling. I'm not trying to check marks. It's just easy, because God is the one doing his work.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you said all of that. So when I was trying to mentally prepare for this, there was a Bible verse kept playing up in my head, but I didn't remember what exactly it was. And I asked a friend, I think I put that up on my status yesterday. I asked a friend, and it was Philippians 2:13, and it goes in line with what you just mentioned. So the New Living Translation says that, for God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Now, when you think about this Bible verse, it's easy to say, oh, this is scam, right? So it means that what you want is not what you really want, is what God wants. I don't know if you see the way I'm saying it, right? Mm-hmm. But then it's okay, so you've decided, and funny how when you decided to, you know, rededicate your life was when I also, mine was in November 2021, and I told him my life, this is how I've lived my life, and I sucked at it. Like, I utterly I don't know how to live my life the way I want it to be. Now I've realized what I have failed doing it on my own. So now let's do it your way. I acknowledge and recognize that I can't do this on my own. Your way, I have decided to fully surrender my life to you. Let's do it your way. I know you would never fail. I know you can never fail. Well, you have never failed, and I know that you will not fail me, right? So I got to that that point. Now, having given that life to God, like, okay, well, God, dude, this is it, take it over. Now, he now redirects everything. I remember it. There was a time in that period where all I kept hearing was it rerouting or redirecting? I remember, but it had something to do with rerouting. I can't remember now that I mentioned this to someone that, you know, I see as a mentor now. I told him, and he was like, okay, you know, just calm down and see what God does with your life. And honestly, when I tell you that, there was a total transformation of my life. So many things that I used to enjoy doing, right? It used to be very easy to lie. It used to be very easy to long after certain things. I remember listening to Jackie Hill Perry one day. Well, Jackie Hill Perry again. So many people say I'm probably obsessed with her, but I'm not. I love how she redirects our thoughts and focus on God, and really that is my attraction. Anyway, so she said something. Now I've lost my train of thoughts. So I know I was saying something. What was I saying, Ruth? Before I mentioned that.
You were talking about redirect.
Yes, redirect. Oh, yes. So she said something about sin. That if you are addicted to something or you're in sin and you don't enjoy it, I mean, I don't understand what kind of sin it is that you're sinning. Because sin in itself is sweet. Do you understand? Like, it can be interesting to sin certain sins, right?
Yes.
So now, back to the verse. For it, God is working in me, giving me that desire. So I no longer desire the things that I used to do before. Now I desire things that please God. Now I desire things that, right? I used to not care so much about Christian movies, about gospel. I don't know if it was you I told one time to send me a list of gospel songs. Was it you?
Say that again, please.
I said, was it you? I know I told someone.
Oh, yes. Remember. You asked me to.
Yeah, I mean, it was so bad that I didn't know any gospel. Well, I knew a few, right? The ones that I heard. But it was that bad that I did not know, you know, a lot of gospel songs. I had to now start. I desired them, right? So I don't know. I just felt like it was important to bring that Bible verse up. And I was going. I watched a movie last weekend, and so the lady was. She said something like, "How am I going to love this person? This person seems so unlovable. Person is annoying. Blah 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 blah." And then the person that she complained to told her that it is not you that is doing the loving. Left to you, you would not even, I mean, you have no ability to love this person in and of your own self, right? Of your own ability or your emotions or feelings, but allow the God that is in you to express his love for that person through you. And I found that really, really deep, profound, and whatever word or synonym you want to use to qualify that. I think I'm just going to take a pause there and let that ruminate a while, you know, for a bit. The God that is in us does so many things that even we would rather not do. Do you get? Like, so many things that I would rather not do. Sometimes, the flesh, our flesh, would rather not pray, would rather not, you know, do certain things. But the God that is in us enables us, he quickens us, you know, to do the things that please him. Are you there, ma'am?
Oh yes, I just wanted to make sure you're talking. But yes, I fully agree with that, because yesterday I was having a prayer call with some sisters, and I was telling one of them how God has helped me to be able to love the person that I know is the cause of my late father's death. And I said, it makes no sense, because literally this is the person that killed my father, plain terms, right? And God expects me to love this person without any reservation. That's hard. that's hard, because regardless of how close or not close I was with my dad, there's still love that I have in my heart for him. And to know that someone did not allow me to enjoy, you know, time with him, is hard to take in. But then with Christ, it's so easy to let that go. Why? Because I have enjoyed the love of God. I know who I was, and I know how God brought me out of the miry clay, set my feet on the rock to stay, and it's just loving upon me so much. It's easier for me to extend that grace onto someone else, because I understand that I wasn't perfect. I'm not perfect. But then the God of all heavens and earth loves me still. And I believe it makes it easy when you've experienced the love of Christ. You can easily extend that love to someone else and the people that seem unlovable, you know. And I believe that's the beauty of being loved and allowing God to love you. You know, because again, I'm using the word allow because God doesn't force himself on anyone. We have our free will. He has presented life and death, right? But if you don't accept it, then you're just going to keep living the way you've been living. But when you accept his love, you are overwhelmed by his love. And I just want to extend that love to other people. And it's so beautiful. And I hope and I pray and that everyone listening to us today or whatever time you're listening, you can just immerse yourself and allow yourself to be loved by God, because no human love compares to that. I can promise you, no human love. Even if you're loved by your parents, by your mom, by your dad, right? Now, think about something far greater than that. Now, for those who don't even understand what that means, be loved by a parent, when you surrender yourself to the love of God, see, you even know what it feels like to be loved by your partner. That's the difference. Because when you've allowed God to love you, there's an expectation of how you're supposed to be loved, because you've experienced the love of Christ. So, you know, for me as a lady, now I know I have an expectation of how the person that God is going to place over me, how he's supposed to love me, because we partner with life after, right? As Christ loves me, so much so should my husband to be love me, because he's following Christ and I'm following him. So, and it helped. I understand that so much now, because I know I have felt the love of Christ. I have an expectation for whoever he's going to bring into my life. He has to love me close enough, because I know he's not going to love me like Christ, but he
will. Yeah, I do.
you can't compete with that. You can only try. But at the same time, I have an expectation, because I know what it is to be truly loved, you know, by God. So it's just so beautiful.
It is beautiful. And I'm sorry about, you know, what, and thank you for sharing that. So I think I have a question, and the question is, so what then do we say about people that are Christians but then still find it difficult? You know, they have logical reasons, but we'd say there are logical reasons to not show love the way they ought to. So I had a conversation with someone, well, not exactly a conversation, but I heard something. And then the person said, if I'm not getting back from anyone, I don't think I want to keep giving. Not giving monetarily now, I mean, maybe giving time, giving attention, giving love. Now, are we going to say that such person has not, doesn't fully comprehend the love of Christ or all that has done for the person, right? Because I know that a lot of us have that mindset of, oh, I'm giving back, if positive vibes only, you know, you have to match my energy, you have to match your energy. If you're giving me low energy, I'm returning low energy with you. Now, is this, how do we explain this, especially coming from people that are Christians?
You know, Matilda, you have Christians, right? And then you have people that understand you know, and they you know, they go to church, they read their Bible and all of that, they follow what the pastor says, everything, they pray, quite all right. But when it comes to, because when you have a relationship with God, it's sweet. It's like, think think about the person that you love so much in this world. You want to talk to the person every now and then. Forget when you have church service. You really want to be in their presence, and you're not coming to them when you need something. So, for example, I love my mom so much, but over the years, I've seen how, you know, there's a trend, there's a pattern to the way she expresses her love for God, you know, and there's just a standard that they have in their head. And when it comes to having a relationship with God, I feel like the way I express my love for God is different from the way my mother expresses her love for God. Okay. And when you have that relationship with God, right, and you're not just the typical Christian, right, there are certain understanding that you're going to have. And I love that you're bringing this up, because in my friendships lately, it started like December, November last year, and I was giving so much to them, but I wasn't getting much back. That it broke me, because I was like, what was this? I'm loving you so much, giving you so much of my time and attention, but you can't even reciprocate. And in December, you know what I did? December, God took me to a place of seclusion and just told me to halt and cut communications with them, so that I can be devoid of emotions, right? Mm-hmm. And when he did that, throughout my holiday, you know, outside Jacksonville, just God kept talking to me and making me realize that, Ruth, there are certain times that people go through things, and there are seasons, you know, just explaining and helping me to understand, devoid of my human feelings. And when he did that, by the time I came back to Jacksonville, and I was freely just expressing love to these people, because God had taken me to a place where he helped me understand what's going on in their head, you know, and helped me understand why certain things were happening. So with that understanding, it was easy for me to now show love to them, regardless of if you give it back or you show it back or not, right? Now, going back to what I was saying about my mom and I, the typical Christian, they may not even, you know, think it fit to express the way they are feeling to God, or to even want to talk that feeling out with God. Mm-hmm. Because the relationship could seem that is not strong. Because with the relationship I have with God, I want to tell him everything. With my relationship, I want him to be aware of it. I don't just, it's not for me, it's not Sunday or Wednesday, or when I need something, I come to God. Literally everything, I want him to be aware of that. And sometimes it might seem silly to the typical Christian. It might seem silly the way I come to Christ, but that's just how I feel with my father. You know, for me to even bring my feelings to God, it helps me understand, you know, what was going on with these people and how I can better be like him, you know, and show the light of Christ to them. And guess what, Matilda? This last month that just passed, two of them came back apologizing that I'm sorry I've been away, and I just smiled. They were like, what happened? Do you want to talk? I said, there's nothing to talk about. It's okay. It's gone. You know? And I had that peace. And I have that peace. And I'm not upset with them. Why? Because God had explained the situation to me. So honestly, it's not that way, because the normal human feeling, we have emotions. We really do have emotions. And Christian or no Christian, you have emotion. And sometimes when someone is not matching your energy, you just want to pull out the plug, you know. Right. But when you have that relationship with Christ, he brings you to a place where you want to submit your feelings to him. Literally everything you're feeling. And he helps you rationalize your feeling. And he helps you think about your feeling in a God way, in a God kind of way. And with that, you're able to respond to whatever situation like Christ will respond to these situations. And that's just the difference between, I don't know how to qualify. And someone who just surrender everything to God, and you have this sweet relationship with Christ.
Thank you for your response. Honestly, living the God life, living the God directed life can be can be a bit, can seem like it is difficult, and I'm not even going to lie about that. But when you understand, like I said, I think what's important is allowing God lead you, be led by the Holy Spirit, do whatever, let the Holy Spirit just do it. Like, let the God that lives in you, do not try to wrestle it. When he says do this, don't try to wrestle it, just do it, just allow him. Because I remember in the Bible, it's, I don't know, so I'm just going to paraphrase. So behold, I knock, stand at the door of your heart, knocking, whoever opens the door, I would come in and have dinner with him, blah, blah, blah. So I am reinterpreting it as, so all he just needs is our yes. All he just needs is our surrender. He's not asking us to do the heavy lifting. He's not asking us to do the work. All he just needs is a vessel through which he can express himself. Because, I mean, obviously, God is not going to come down again. There is no prophecy of a thought. I mean, God coming down to the world in human flesh, etc. He just needs us, right? So all we just need to do is allow him to do everything he needs to do. See, it's so, well, I'm not going to say so bad, but a lot of times when I even need to wear clothes, I'm like, okay, so what are we wearing today? Right? I'm like, okay, so what are we wearing today? Sometimes, even to the choice of what I want to eat, are you ready to eat? Oh, man, I'm hungry. Am I fasting today? Right? Am I fasting today? Am I, like, it might sound like, oh, one is a fanatic. It might sound like, oh, this is surreal and maybe it doesn't exist the way, you know, we are talking about it. But I have experienced both sides of life, and I know that this is so much more fulfilling. So back to the talk about friendships and, you know, loving people the way God wants us to love them. I don't think I struggle in that regard, because I feel it is easy for me to just be expressive, right? I feel it is a whole lot more easy for me to be gracious towards people. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie and say, oh, it is always easy. Sometimes I get frustrated, especially when people do not understand why you love them the way you do. I've had friends complain and be like, Matilda, what kind of person are you? This is weird. How would you keep being nice to someone that is hostile towards you? How would you keep being gracious or whatever? And in my mind, I'm like, guy, do you know how difficult I was? Do you know how hostile I was towards God? And even all the while and when I refused to acknowledge him, this guy steadily kept, you know, blessing me, kept sending people my way to, you know, try and get me out of whatever situation I was in, even when I refused blatantly, right, to turn back to him. But he stayed. Now, I don't think it can ever be difficult. I don't think it can ever be difficult, you know, to love people. Yes, there are some people that you would want to break their heads. Right, that one is legit. There are some people that you just want to break their heads. There are some people that you do not want to see ever, and that is fine. So we're not saying that you should by fire by force love up on people. You should by fire by force, you know, stay in maybe abusive relationships, or to stay in contact with people that outrightly have told you, oh, they do not want to have anything to do with you. So you do not have, I mean, loving people doesn't have to be physical encounters. You can love them from afar, right? You can love them from afar. You can pray for them. I've noticed and understood that in the place of praying for people, we are able to actually express God's love for them. God, I hate this person right now. Or maybe hate is a strong word. God, I want to break this person's head. And that is me putting it mildly. God, this person is really, really upsetting me, but whatever it is, grant them peace, help them to realize how much they are hurting me. And that has worked for me. There are so many people that have annoyed me so bad, and you know, I want to retaliate. I want to say hurtful things to them. I have so many times texted people exactly how it is burning in my mind, and immediately I'm convicted by the Holy Spirit. Guy, delete it immediately.
Like I've always said, it's what trumps the whole thing is having a steadfast relationship with God and not seeing it just as a mere relationship or a God and bond servant or a God and mere mortal relationship. It's seeing it as a lover, right? He even described us as his bride. His bride, we are his bride. He loves us so much. He wants, like, I know one thing for sure about God. He loves attention. He is an attention-seeking God, and that's not in a bad way. He wants us to always communicate with him, to always fellowship with him. And one thing I am enjoying and I've come to understand now is that communing with God, fellowshipping with him is so beautiful. It is wholesome, and you'd be shocked to realize and to see the kind of things that he reveals to you. So many things that people are unable to even fathom. It lets you know, right? I just pray and ask that God Almighty in his infinite mercies would help us love him the right way. First, it would help us to open our eyes. It would open our eyes and help us to understand and see how much he loves us and cares so much about us. And then it would help us to love him the right way. In effect, we are able to love upon people the right way. We're able to demand, right? To demand the kind of love that is due to us, right, from other people. We choose right. We do not just choose any partner. We don't just live lives the way we just want to live it. We live our lives according to his purpose. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.